Welcome to the CITR show, Borders and Blast Beats, broadcasted to you on 101.9. This is a new show. Yeah, my name is Jake. Just started this up. And I just want to say before we start that we are broadcasting to you on the unceded territory of the Coast Salish peoples, including the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We are on stolen land, we are on unceded lands, and I think it's important that we all just take a moment to understand where we fit in the context of all of this. Both my parents are British immigrants who moved here in the early 2000s, and it's important to reconcile that and understand that this land was not taken peacefully. It was stolen. We are on stolen land. And okay, to the show. Today I've brought to you guys some Canadian black metal, just, you know, hopefully fit in the spirit of things. And we're gonna go a road trip journey from east to west, starting all the way in Newfoundland, and we're gonna end up in the Yukon. And we're gonna go through a bunch of different subgenres, different kinds of styles of black metal, but all of them Canadian, all of them from this land, which, you know, it's kind of perfect here. We live in a very cold environment in Vancouver, especially in some of the further north places or further east. And it's kind of the perfect habitat and zone to breed some of the sounds that are typically found in black metal, the harshness, the tremolo picking, all the environmental factors that happen. It's very atmospheric, a lot of black metal. And so yeah, let's just jump right into it. We're going to start off with the band Nocturnal Prayer from Newfoundland and Labrador. This song is from their 2023 split with Funeral Full Moon.
I'm a man of my mind. opinions. My new album, Above the Clouds and On the Ground, encompasses everything I love about making music. I'm passionate about digging into the experiences of life and creating something with intention, meaning, and growth. Above the Clouds and On the Ground is about humanity, hope, and healing. Find it wherever you enjoy listening to music or visit alexrunions.com. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters. That I was a king without a queen,
a son without.
Greetings. Salutations. Seems like we're on air. Just wanted to say that this rage-based music is kind of just hitting the spot for me right now. Anybody there? I cannot hear you if you're talking.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you. There you are.
Sorry about that. Just getting used to the setup.
Yeah. Thank you for answering. And not everyone answers. you can't answer off air.
I do. Yeah, I do. I just figured first show, first caller, I wanted to, you know, have a good impact on the community.
Okay. That sounds good. That's, you know, commendable. Yeah. Rage-based music, as an aside, it's hitting the mark for me today because I had a self-assessment at work. I don't know if you've ever had one of these things where you review yourself and then management reviews you.
Mm-hmm.
And never the twain shall meet. Because I think how you think you're doing the job and how they think you're doing the job are often galaxies apart.
Yep.
And it was, for myself, personally, I worked just off campus at a Musqueam-held property.
Mm-hmm.
And it was rough. I was biting my tongue a lot, even though it's supposed to be an open forum. So to get in the car and get on my way home and listen to people, you know, giving it their all to the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
If I could have a headset on at work, that would have been a good fit.
That's great to hear. Well, thank you for calling in. I do have to get back. We are in a little bit of a tight schedule. I do have a lot of music to play, but hopefully.
Yeah, I know. East to west. Keep it going.
Yep.
Would you end up on the in Victoria or Tofino or somewhere?
We end up. We make it to Prince George, or Prince Rupert.
On the coast.
Yeah, Prince Rupert, and then we go up to the Yukon to end it off.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, carry on, and I'll keep listening.
Cheers. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah. Ciao.
All right, just figured I'd take a call, you know. First time, I wanted to see what would happen. He was a very pleasant gentleman. So yeah, those two songs, Nocturnal Prayer, the song Grand Celestial Summoning, from Newfoundland and Labrador, and the second song was the band Pagan Hellfire off their 2013 album On the Path to Triumph, the song The Highest Peaks of the North. And now we're going to move a little bit westward, and we're going to go play two bands from Quebec. So any Quebecois out there, get excited. We've got some black metal in French. Starting it off with Gris, Il était une forêt.
Thank you. from underrepresented authors. If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday, and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read.
Yeah, that was Gris Illitat Fortune, the eponymous track off that album. And Gris are a prime example of metal noir Quebecois. I'm no French person. I don't speak the language, but to me that sounds like Quebec black metal. And it's got a strong focus on kind of harkening back to that old traditional sound from Norway that arose in the mid-90s. And the lyrics often are sung in French, and they speak of French liberation. And there are also, depending on the bands, there are a lot of folky elements, there are a lot of atmospheric elements, really kind of hearkening that sense of like cold, like desolation that they're trying to get out of the music. And then Spectral Wound, they're also from Quebec, but I don't know if I'd classify them in that same category. They're a little more traditional. They're not as atmospheric and folky, and they don't sing in French. But they dropped an album last year, Songs of Blood and Mire. It's a very, very good album. If you're into like Sacramentum, Emperor, Stormkeep, I'd recommend giving them a shot. Again, that song was Black Satanic Glamour off the album Infernal Decadence. And now, again, we're moving westward and we're going to Winnipeg for Of Human Suffering with their song The Summoning.
This boy, from your existence, claim me. Lying in back, your infinite. Buying nothing, wanting everything. In the out of sight, best thing to do is now. I think out of my mind. I think myself to know everything.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people.
Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardward of Human Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Take some, yeah, take that one. I can eat some. Rocking in my little tie. Yeah.
Thank you.
yeah, that was The Summoning by Of Human Bondage off their album The Goat Sessions Volume 1, and then followed by Winter Emissary by Gibao off their album Ancestral War Hymns. So the band Gibao, they're from Prince George, and they are self-described as Tsimshian and Gitskin metal. Their lyrics are sung primarily in the Similac language of the Tsimshian people. And the Tsimshian people are inhabitants of the area of so-called Prince Rupert and the nearby surrounding languages, as well as the Skeena River. And their lyrics, again, they primarily focus on practices of the Tsimshian people and their religions. And the name Gibao actually is Tsimshian. It's the Similac word for wolf. And I find their music's incredible. They only have that one album, Ancestral War Hymns, but it's definitely worth a listen if you're into kind of that blackened death metal kind of thing. Because that's what happens, I feel like, when you go out west, especially about when you hit Alberta. The black metal that they start providing is really... is really kind of influenced by death metal. You look at bands like Revenge and like Blasphemy. They are all very, very important in the scene. I'm just having a little bit of trouble with the tracks, I'm trying to pull the next one up. But yeah, sorry about that mistake. But I plan on hopefully doing a future episode about that, because there's so much good Canadian, I guess, war metal, you would call it, that's kind of a combination of black metal and death metal to go through. And there's definitely enough. At least we could just focus on the West Coast and all the great bands from Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver. And yeah, I feel like some of that needs to be highlighted maybe a little bit more in the metal community. But now, time for a final track. Silence Breaks, parentheses, Leviathan 2, by Archaic Earth on their album Carnelian Moon. They are a band from the Yukon, about as far west as we can go. We've reached the end of our road trip, and we are now going to be shivering in the cold in the Yukon. We'll be right back.
you enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
So yeah, that was our last band. Again, Archaic Earth, Silence Breaks Leviathan Dew. They are from Dawson City, the Yukon. So shout out Dawson City. And they're two black metal bands. Their other one is Winter Graves. And yeah, we have officially finished the road trip. Now, thank you everyone so much for those of you who tuned in and listened. Not the following week or even the one after, because I'm going to go on a vacation. And 1 week and I'm already going on vacation, pretty fun. But thank you so much for joining, and I will be back mid-July. Thank you.